This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, let's finish the week. The week that I have been kicked around by the internet service providers with my man, writer, instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
Likewise. Good to have you. So did you by chance, and I know this just happened here recently, but did you have a chance to notice the Democratic debate that just occurred? And
well, I didn't see it directly, but I've read about it.
Right.
A fair amount. And I love it when they are honest. When they come out and tell us what they intend to do. And in this particular debate, I recall, I think I heard a short clip, I believe it was Beto, who came out and said, we are going to take your AR-15s and AK-47s if you don't turn them in. And he was greeted with a sounded like probably a standing ovation. I mean, he got considerable cheering from the crowd. I couldn't tell if it was a standing ovation over the with just the audio.
Yeah.
But this shows where a large percentage of the Democrat base is. They want our semi-automatic rifles confiscated. And that is good. Because it's honest. It's much better that they make their intentions known directly than they weasel word and say, oh, no, we will never actually confiscate rifles. I remember back when when the gun control push started in the middle 60s, and then over and over and over again, we were told, no, we're not interested in rifles or shotguns. We're only interested in handguns or Saturday night specials or concealable weapons or whatever it was. They said over and over repeatedly, we're not interested in rifles or shotguns. But it turns out they are interested in all firearms. They lied.
Yeah, they did.
And so I prefer honesty, and I think Beto should be congratulated and encouraged for stating honestly what his base wants. Now, how many in the Democrat Party actually think this way is not 100%, but Rasmussen did a poll fairly recently in which 28% of the voters that identified as Democrats said they thought people should be forbidden by law from being NRA members.
Yeah.
And out of the total population, it was much less. I think it was 18%. 18% of all voters believe that. But that fits pretty close with a Rasmussen poll that was done in March, in which 20% of the voters said they thought it was immoral for there to be any limits on government power. So we're dealing, you know, this is 20% of all voters, and I don't know how many of non-voters would fit with that, but one out of five Americans are saying they don't want limits on government power. They don't think you should be allowed to have membership in the NRA, and I suspect it's those same people that say, yeah, we ought to take those guns away from those people.
Well, you know, here's my thing about that. Now, do you give any credence at all to polls?
Yes, I do some. Now, you have to read the polls carefully. You have to look at how the questions were asked, what sequences they were asked, you know, which question came before the other. And
right.
You have to try to understand what the sample was, and you can gain some interesting and probably useful information from polls. On the other hand, a poll can be made to say just about anything you want it to by manipulating the questions, the sequence of questions, and who they're asked of. So I have some, I think they have credibility, but you have to look at them very carefully. Now, I will say that in this Rasmussen poll where they said 28% of respondents that were Democrats thought that NRA membership in the NRA should be outlawed, they went through a series of questions, and this was the fourth question. And it was kind of leading, you know. It said, well, given all these shootings, you know, do you think this, do you think that? And then, do you think the NRA should be listed as a terrorist organization in your town? And then at the end they said, do you think membership should be outlawed? So I think if they just straight up ask, should membership in organizations that advocate for the Second Amendment be outlawed, they'd get a different outcome.
Well, I have read and I've looked at a few studies because polls, I look at polls as propaganda.
And most of them are.
Most of them are. Most of them oversample Democrats from 8 to 10%. Did you know that?
Yes, yes.
So, given, like, I started to worry about polls when I started seeing exit polls on presidential elections at 11 a.m. in the morning. And, you know.
Yeah, well, that was astute of you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what they were trying to do was they were trying to say, this race is over. Don't worry about voting, even though most people were at work.
Yeah.
So,
and
you know.
It has been shown to affect the outcome.
Well, I mean, I hear lately, I've seen somebody that's out there saying, well, 90% of people want universal background checks, which is the same study that was done with a sample of 265 people that the people that did the survey have disavowed because everybody was in the New York area.
Yes.
And, you know, but they're still using that. They're still using the 40% number of all guns bought. Or maybe they've changed that to the 20% number. I can't remember which one it is. But
a lot of these are pure propaganda push polls. And if you design a poll a little bit differently and say, how many, you know, would you approve of a bill to ban private sales of guns? I think you'd get a different answer.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that way. They
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, empirically looking at it, I think when they passed that in Colorado, they were using the 40% number. And I think actually what they found in Colorado is that 6% are using, having to go get with the FFL to do a background check. But
yes, it's very
listen,
low.
Yeah, it's in single digits.
It's a reflection of private sales or civil disobedience.
Well, hang on there for me. We're coming up on the first break. Over 3,000 articles now sitting for you, waiting on you right now at AmmoLand, written by this guy right here, this cat, Dean Weingarten. Over 3,000 articles. I haven't done the math on that yet, but I got a couple of questions about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. Just out of curiosity, how long does it take to write over 3,000 articles for AmmoLand?
Well, now, actually, a fair number of those articles were written for The Truth About Guns, and some of them went to Pioki Ammunition, a small number, and some to Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and a few other places. So it's not quite all AmmoLand, but most of the articles have been written in about 6 years, starting in late 2012 until present. So most of those, at the peak, I was writing about five articles. I could write up to five articles a day, but physically I just can't do it. You get injury to your shoulders and elbows and arms from that much typing. I do anyway. So I've had to slow down quite a bit.
So,
but now I'm getting, you know, trying to get an article out a day, and sometimes I get pretty close to that. Did two today.
Two, just two? Only two. I was trying to think of how many somebody would have to do per week to hit 3,000. I've been doing this radio show for 5 days a week. And this is show 1710. I've been doing it for 5 days a week since May of 2012.
Yeah, so we actually started pretty close to the same time. I mean, I have a few articles. My first article was published back in 84, I think, 1984. So I did a few, but life gets in the way, and I just couldn't devote the time and energy. And the Internet makes research much, much easier.
Right.
So all of those things came together when I retired out of the Department of Defense in at the end of 2012, or beginning of 2013, and allowed me to write full time. And that's how most of the articles were done. And it's my passion. I'm interested in it. I find it fascinating to see the details. And then there is a certain amount of passion, you know, to copy Rush Limbaugh, that you see things that are being put out that are simply false, and you want to correct them. You come under, the people and institutions that you revere come under attack, and you want to defend them. And so that's certainly part of my passion.
Well, it makes it easier to do it, though, with part of the passion, but... You know, that's a lot of writing. That's an awful lot of writing.
I don't know how many words it comes to. I haven't added up all the words, but the articles now are getting longer, probably with practice, and I just want to put more in them. But the average article is probably about, 600 words, fairly short. The internet, the media, or the medium of the internet likes shorter articles. You've probably seen that.
It definitely likes shorter videos.
DNR, too long, did not read. So it's better to produce several articles that are short than one long one. But sometimes you just can't cover it that way. You've looked at the bear attack articles I've written, and, well, I think that compilation runs over 10,000 words.
Also,
people are very interested in attacks by big fuzzy animals that want to kill you.
Yeah, looking at the examples is fascinating. But I'll be honest about this. I think if it's something that's very engaging, like something like that, which there's a fascination with, because like the trucker guy, Trucker Dave, was it, that called us from New York? I mean, nobody talks about this for the most part.
He was fascinated about how and where you would shoot bears.
Yeah. So the whole idea that an engaging article could be very, very long and people would follow it is not that bad.
Yeah.
What do you consider to be just right as far as the length of an article in words?
Well, I try to hit about 600 words or a little more. But sometimes you just can't, I can't just stop at that because it demands more. And I find myself getting longer. So the article I've got coming up, and it's a bear article, I think it's about 1,200 words. And it's about some research I did, and I don't want to give all the details away. It should be coming up probably, I'd say next week, because I just posted it to Ameland, and they have a little editing to do. And it's about whether bears or humans are more dangerous when you're in the backcountry of Yellowstone Park.
Well, I would imagine that one of these
it's
days
a surprising
you're...
answer. I mean, people.
I would say
if I don't look at the details. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, around here, up in Mount Pisgah National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
They had a serial killer operating in the national forest. And there's been there's been a lot of people. I watched some report where an amazing number of people vanish in national forests, never to be seen again.
Yes, in national forests. And you don't know what happened to them.
Yeah.
Because they're gone.
Because they're gone.
And, it's one of the weaknesses of our data collection is that if a body just disappears, it doesn't get put in any category. They're just a missing person. So you don't know what happened. And I would say that criminals, successful, if we want to call it that, criminals or successful serial murderers learned early on how to make bodies disappear.
Right.
And, there are several methods. I don't know if I want to go into the details of how.
We don't have to do that.
But if you're, if a serial killer is successfully able to make bodies just disappear so they're just not there anymore, it's much harder to catch it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Let me get you to hold on there right here so that we can. I can point a few people at your stuff. Ameland.com, that's where the dateline is. Go to all contributors, look for Dean Weingarten, and then go at it. I mean, nearly 3,000 articles. It boggles the mind.
Well, you have over half of that show.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not writing them down. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A day after the latest Democratic presidential debate, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at a retreat in Baltimore, mentioned candidate Beto O'Rourke's stand on gun control.
You had leading candidates for the highest office in the land talking about taking firearms away from law-abiding citizens. Well, the American people deserve to know this president, this vice president, and these House Republicans will always stand for the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
By the debates in Houston, police say an officer was shot. Police Chief Art Acevedo says four suspects also beat up a priest and nearly killed him.
This priest has indicated he was on his knees praying for his life when one of the suspects pulled the trigger twice. And for whatever miraculous reason, the firearm did not discharge.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Oh, but wait, not Boyd's Gun Stocks. Arrow Precision. I'm sorry. Goodness gracious.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I've never made that kind of mistake before. I gotta get on my game. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. One thing that you and I haven't discussed is the discovery that you made regarding accidental deaths due to gunfire, gun accidents.
Fatal gun accidents.
Yeah.
Well, yes, and I think you're probably referring to how amazingly low the rate of fatal firearms accidents are in the United States compared to what it has been historically. If we go back to as far as we have records, back in 1933, they recorded a little over 3,000 fatal firearm accidents for the population at that time. It was about 2.6 fatalities, fatal gun accidents, for every 100,000 people.
Okay.
Well, with many different things going into the mix, one of the biggest ones being an emphasis on safety and safety rules and education by the National Rifle Association and associated groups, we've been reducing that rate of fatal firearm accidents over the last, I guess, about 70, 80 years. And it is now down to about 0.15 per 100,000. It's a 94% reduction. It's huge. A 94% reduction in fatal firearm accidents in that period. And if we look at car accidents, they've been reduced too, and the left loves to tout the reduction in fatal car accidents, and they claim that it's because of regulation, government regulation did it, see, but it really isn't. And that reduction's only about, I think about 53%. And it's over a slightly shorter period. The two aren't exactly comparable. But if you look at the same period, fatal firearm accidents were reduced about 10 times as much as fatal car accidents. And that's a reasonable comparison. You would compare accidents to accidents, suicides to suicides, murders to murders. It doesn't make sense to just wrap up everything associated with a firearm and compare it to everything associated with a car. Murders committed by car or firearm have more in common than murders committed by firearm and suicide committed by firearm.
Right.
You know, the motives are similar, and the people who do it are similar. So it really doesn't make sense to throw all things to do with firearms into one category or the same with all things with automobiles. Although murders
right.
committed by automobile are relatively small numbers, sometimes they're hard to determine. Same with suicide. If somebody is in a vehicle and they get into a single car accident and they die, most of the time, unless they find a suicide note, it's not going to be called a suicide.
Yeah. I had a friend who tried to kill himself in a car accident.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
then he ended up shooting himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it's not generally not good for the survivors. I don't recommend suicide, but one interesting thing about suicides in the United States, they tend to be older white males.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. The two people that I know that, did you know Bob Owens?
Yes. Well, just a little bit. You know, I think we met and may have corresponded a little. So I didn't know him very closely. But
so,
we're gun writers, and we're, you know, same similar subjects and similar media.
He was riding really high at the time that happened with him. I thought he'd just gotten a book deal. Yeah, I was too. It happened right after the NRA annual meeting, didn't it, or was it after?
I don't recall the exact timing. I just remember thinking, what happened? So I don't know. I wasn't inside his private life, so I don't know what was going on. But, you know, I think that we need to try to reduce the number of suicides if we can, just because people are harmed by it, not just the person being killed. It's the people they leave behind that are harmed the most.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing about suicide, especially gun suicide. The left couldn't care less about what you're talking about. They couldn't care less about the ramifications.
They can use in propaganda.
Yeah, and it's a conflated number. It's suicide should be the suicides with guns should be lumped in with the suicides by throwing yourself in front of a train and hanging yourself
exactly.
and taking pills and slitting your wrists and
there is a very interesting number. If you look at suicides over the last 15 years or so, they have been going up.
Yeah.
But the percentage of suicides with guns went down.
Yep.
But the total number has gone up, so there have been more people killed who have killed themselves with guns in a absolute number. But the percentage of overall suicides with guns has decreased. So And that's while the number of guns has increased significantly. So to claim that this is somehow an indication that guns are more of a problem when a lower percentage of them are being used in suicide is completely disingenuous. But that's what we expect from the left now.
Yeah. Well, and now they've completely blown their cover, so we expect more of that from the left, right?
Yes. I don't know how they will back off of this once they get to the general election. I suspect they won't. The other thing is that they're being open and honest about this, and if they actually would get control of the government, I think we would see it happen. They wouldn't compromise. They would actually try to make it happen. They've gone that crazy. It isn't just posturing. They actually want to do it.
The problem, though, and I don't think they understand this, but the problem is that the ones that they would have to get to do it are the cops. And the cops, they've been throwing them under the bus since how long?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I'm not saying that they would be successful in confiscating firearms, but they have a reasonably good chance of being successful at making ownership of a lot of firearms illegal. And it would be rather similar to prohibition. Mostly it would be ignored. Crime rate would go up. The number of people getting killed would go up. Eventually, it would probably be repealed, but it might take a long time and a lot of horrible effects and a lot of deaths to do it.
Well, I talked about this earlier. I want to find out what your take is on it when we get back. But Dean has surpassed 3,000 articles in total. He may have written them at other places, but they are all at amaland.com waiting for you if you want to go see that archive of and the range of topics within the topic. Whether it's outdoors or urban or whatever it is, he covers it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're about to go down the primrose path now, if you will. Dean, I've been considering this. I'd like to know what you think of this, okay? Now, the left characterizes gun owners, especially, as racist, misogynist, killers to, you know, in waiting, that kind of thing. And all of us that have guns that, you know, when one of these rampage killings happen, we've contributed to the murder of children. Now, some of these people really believe it, right? They really believe that. So the question becomes, if they really believe that, aren't they compelled to do something about that?
Well, they are, and that's the way they think about it. And to a certain extent, I believe it's because they don't want to take on the responsibility of being armed themselves. And since
so they're projecting.
They're right. So they make rationalizations about why it's bad to be armed, why they don't want to be armed. And they don't want to learn about weaponry or the facts because that's a cost of being armed. You have to be responsible. You have to study. You have to train. So they're proud in their ignorance about weaponry and about the facts. And what we need to do is to educate those that can be educated, and a lot of them are not committed in their ignorance, and educate them that an armed citizenry is actually an asset and makes them safer. I think that's one of the best ways to do it. Of course, taking them out to the range and allowing them to shoot is also good because then it exposes them to gun ownership in a positive way.
Well, okay. Now, I agree with everything you're saying, but now you got to remember that some of these people that think we are responsible and part and parcel for children being killed, they're the same ones that want to criminalize being a member of the NRA and want to see us put in jail. They want to declare us terrorists. So that means, I mean, terrorists have to be dealt with militarily, right?
Yeah.
So,
and a lot of them would be willing.
I've got this little theory percolating in my head because, you know, since Trump got out there and said, well, we're going to look at this, we're going to look at that. Trump, he tries to sound epic when he talks, doesn't he? Our great America, everything trails off. But since he started talking about I'm beginning to wonder if he started talking about, well, we need to look at this and red flag orders and all this other stuff to get the Democrats to open up. Because, you know, I think if you heard the news, Pence is out there saying, we're going to uphold the Second Amendment in this administration.
Yes, I heard that.
Yes. So the problem becomes when Trump gets reelected, I'm looking at two flashpoints. When Trump gets reelected or when Trump replaces Ruth Bader Ginsburg, do you think we're going to see a serious mobilization of Antifa at that point? Do you think the left is going to, are they going to get worse than they've been? Are they, you know, they've tried to obfuscate Trump the whole time he's been president. What do you think is going to happen with that?
But you've got to realize that these Antifa types are really a pretty small number, and they're concentrated in the far left cities, and they're known for creating problems where they live. So that may happen, but it doesn't really help them a lot. It shows that they're extreme, that they're antipathic to the idea of First Amendment freedoms as well as Second Amendment freedoms. And they're right up front that they do not believe in democracy or people having limits on government power. So while they may go rather extreme, and I would urge people who support the Second Amendment to be wary and on guard if they live in those Democrat strongholds, I think that's where most of the trouble will be concentrated. Most of it won't be in areas dominated by people who are conservative and Second Amendment supporters.
No. I would agree with you on that one, but I do think that... See, the thing about Antifa, except for Charlottesville, where they basically, Charlottesville was basically a bunch of white supremacists on a bunch of Antifa. And
well, those were the extremes on both sides, but there were more people than those extremes there.
Yeah. But I mean, they haven't come into regular America yet. I'm thinking that at some point they're going to go into some area because they are. The media gives them cover. The Democrats give them cover. So if they come into regular America and then a bunch of veterans look at each other, nod and kid up and come around, you know, just say, all right, we're going to wait right here in the middle of the street for them. And they come around the corner and there's five or six veterans kitted up and ready to go facing 150, 200 Antifa. If they keep coming, I think they're going to really, truly get introduced to violence for the first time. They've never, you know,
it could happen, but I just see that scenario as being somewhat unlikely because the veterans outnumber them by large numbers. and even in Seattle, or, you know, you're seeing a significant numbers of people opposing these Antifa. They're not generally... you know, outnumbering conservatives by large numbers.
No, but I mean, Antifa is a...
Now, I could see a more likely scenario is they do something like what happened to... help me out with the name here on Fox, where they went to his house.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson, yeah. I could see a situation where you have somebody that they target, like, at their home and show up, And then the homeowner defends themselves, you know, perhaps against rocks coming through windows or maybe a Molotov cocktail. And I could see violence erupting that way, sort of a replay of what happened, you know, when people in Michigan went after the armed black doctor. And they fired on the crowd and, you know, they killed a couple of people and that caused some problems. But I think that scenario seems a lot more likely than opposing groups in the street.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see.
I'm giving you my honest opinion.
Yeah.
And that's the way I see it more likely happening. And here's the other thing. Most of the leftists expect the government to be on their side. And, you know, let's be optimistic. When President Trump gets reelected and we regain the House and hold the Senate, the government will not be on their side except for these extreme leftist states like, you know, in San Francisco and California.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens with San Francisco. I'm actually rooting for the NRA in this lawsuit that they've started with them.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
We'll see if the mayor there backs off, you know, and says,
London
I'm not going to sign this.
Yeah. We'll see. We're going to see.
That's going to be interesting to watch. Something should happen fairly quickly.
I would think so as well. We're about to run out of time. Will you be with us on Wednesday?
I expect to be, and, you know, unless something happens, in which case I'll try to let you know.
Well, I do appreciate that. Since Dean has been involved with the show, he has been a very good friend of the show, and we've hooked up a couple times over the last couple of years, and it's been a good run, and we're going to just keep on running with it, shall we?
And we did dozens of shows when I was in Australia. It was great.
Yeah. It never ends with Dean Weingarten. Thank you for joining me this evening. Have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Hopefully the internet stays up. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.